This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Advocacy groups are calling on Colorado to refuse to turn over personal information about Medicaid enrollees to the Trump administration. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Associated Press reported the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gave information, including immigration status, on Medicaid enrollees from three other states to the Department of Homeland Security, which includes Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Colorado agency overseeing Medicaid confirmed it received a similar request but has not complied. Ani Martinez is with the Colorado Center on Law and Policy.
That's the point of this data, is to be able to further persecute individuals who are accessing services that they're entitled to access solely because of their immigration status.
HHS has said the move is within its legal authority. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The senior pastor at one of Colorado's largest churches has resigned amid controversy. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports Brady Boyd is leaving New Life Church, which has about 15,000 members in El Paso County. The church board said Boyd knew that another preacher he allowed to visit the church was accused of sexual encounters with a minor. Police in Colorado report a big decline in vehicle thefts, but they say there are some models that are still too easy to break into. Hyundai and Kia models remain a problem. Thieves exploit a flaw in the vehicle's ignition security, a technique that has gone viral. Cale Gold with the Colorado Auto Theft Prevention Authority recommends that owners get the flaw patched.
Definitely. Anybody who owns these physical key Hyundai and Kia vehicles, check with your local Hyundai and Kia store and to see if your vehicle is eligible for that security software upgrade. That is a crucial step to preventing subsequent thefts.
Thefts are such a problem with those models that police departments are offering GPS trackers or steering wheel locks to their owners. This is CPR News.